I'm down here at the Food Not Bombs meal on the 16th of February. It looks like the tents in the narrow part of the sidewalk have been removed. Hey, what's happening out there? I mean, in there. What's happening there, Dreamcatcher?
Just getting it together a little bit. Got it sold a painting. I'm staying dry and I'm staying honest.
It looks like they've moved all the tents off the narrow part of the sidewalk.
Right. And it starts with me, and someone delivered a four-man tent to me last night, right here.
Right on. How long have you been in this interesting-looking, lengthy, it looks like a 10-foot-long tent
area? It's a Bedouin style. It's not wet-proof, but it keeps me warm. And I'm the only guy without a tent. I got a sleeping bag. That's cool. And
you have your art supplies.
Yes, and I got a trailer and a bike and a guitar and a good attitude.
I'll be going to the meeting, so I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
We're running a kid-friendly alpha camp.
Excellent. Tents. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 or 9 tents, and a couple of sleeping bags, and many bikes and bike parts. How's the tenting going?
It's all right so far. It's not that bad.
Any hassles? If you want to say.
No, there hasn't been any hassles. They've been kind of like threatening us with taking our stuff if we don't go to the...
Go to the armory!
Yep.
Have you tried to go to the armory?
No, I won't do it. Because I don't want to be under nobody's rule. I don't want to have a bedtime or anything like that, you know, or...
Well, we got to wait till you're 85 to get over that bedtime thing, you know?
Yeah, I want to be free.
Are you old enough to avoid having a bedtime?
Yes, I want to be free. I am.
Just a rebel, aren't you?
No, well, yeah, I guess so. If you want to call it that.
Anything else happening in the last... How long have you been here?
Since probably 3 weeks.
And do you want to say who you are?
My name's Randy.
And Randy, where were you before?
All over town, getting chased around town everywhere.
And how's the community of people here?
It's all right. We've had a couple little issues with a couple different people. We've got them to move on. We can live peacefully. We have a nice little community here right now.
Mm-hmm. And do you have phone access yourself?
Yeah, I do.
If you feel like it, I'll give you my number. You give me yours. You can give reports if anything happens and you want to pass it on to... This isn't a radio, but it is a net show, so
okay.
It goes out on the internet.
Okay, sounds good.
Anything you want to add?
No. I saw that we were in the newspaper today. I thought it was kind of neat.
With Jessica York's story, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been talking with?
Randy.
Thanks, Randy. Talking with, what's your name, madam?
This is Cooper.
And you claim that the pictures that Jessica York made of your camp aren't your camp? Is that some sort of claim?
Well, it's not this camp. Yeah, it looks like it was a picture taken maybe from back in October where other people were camped here. And were quickly, all their things were taken by the Rangers at that time, and so then nobody was camped here. But none of those are our tents that we have now.
Jessica has naturally been down doing long interviews with you, getting all the facts.
I've actually talked with her. She's really cool.
She made long quotes about you in the paper, of course.
No, anybody that's seeking the truth, I am happy about that.
Well, she may be seeking it, but she sure as hell isn't spreading it, is she?
Well, the pictures maybe helps us out because it makes it look like there's only 3 homeless people in Santa Cruz. But at the present, we haven't...
That help you out?
I don't know. Somebody will say, oh, yeah, let's put those 3 people up. But right now, there's like 10 or more tents, and a lot of people are able to be in some kind of safety and shelter. So, you know, because a lot of them help their friends out. You know, these guys are...
How does it compare with your camp on Washington Street?
Well, this is definitely a step up for us because we're in a bigger tent and I have nicer bedding and it's not all...
Surrounding the payphone I see. One of the few operational payphones in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, well, we're next... We're close to it, but we're about 3 or 4 feet away. We're trying not to be on top of it because I don't want to be...
No, you know, actually, it's not illegal to be within 10 feet of a payphone unless the payphone is on Pacific Avenue or an adjacent street.
Right, right.
So, but that doesn't stop the Rangers from ticketing you if you are.
Actually, we haven't been harassed for a little while, and that's really nice, you know, because it really does cause PTSD and traumatic stress when people are startled awake, you know, and startled awake, you know, with the intent to harass and ticket and...
Is the community here much different than the Washington Street community?
Oh, yeah. It's totally different. I mean, it was really a lot of work for me at Washington Street because we took care of a lot of disabled people that didn't make it here. They're too disabled, and they stay right in and around that area.
Are they still there?
And yeah.
They're still there.
Some of them are still there. Yeah.
Thank you. Some of them are still there.
Yeah. And some of them are disabled, like in wheelchairs, and some of them are...
I saw Robert was here.
Yeah. Robert and...
Robert's, what, 85 and blind?
Yeah, I love him. He's totally one of the angels. And some people out here in the street are adult with probably high-functioning autism. And so a lot of those kids I really got to love over there at Washington Street. They would come and visit and draw. And, I mean, I just really came to love these kids. And then when they tell me, they're like... 40-something years old. I'm like, whoa, you know, and I know.
You know how old you are, lady.
I know that they're the children of God, and we just got to start taking care of all the people, you know, because they're all kids.
Russell, did you ever get all your property back?
No, I'm not worried about it anymore. No,
but in fact,
our big military tent, tarp, we did not get back, and my medical supply back, and then again, the senior citizens that were inside eating lunch during the senior lunch, all their belongings were taken, and they did not get their things back because you have to go to jail first to get your things back.
Did Robert get his stuff back?
No.
Did he try?
What?
Yes.
He did try.
You have to have have gone to jail to actually get your things back. Otherwise, they take them and dispose of them however they want.
Well, obviously, we have to line up to go to jail. You first.
And it was over the 5 days where you can't get your belongings, and it was a freezing cold snap that we had there for that 3 days. And, you know, we're a crew that is totally guided by God, and God's always steps ahead of the game, and we get by with little help from our friends, so nobody went cold and nobody went without because we had friends come out of the woodwork with blankets to help. So, you know, when the government fails, the people don't.
And we've been talking to the subversive propaganda of...
Yes, this is Cooper D'Angelo.
Thanks, Cooper.
Thank you.
At the meeting of three of us...
Well, then the meeting should go really well.
All right. This is the secretary. He should know, right? And you're the president. My goodness. We have at least half the officers here. And we have the naysayer in the corner. What's his name again?
Microphone.
Yes, I have my microphone stuck next to your rest of you. You have no new tattoos or those old tattoos?
I've always had these tattoos. No, I was born with these tattoos.
Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting to hear.
So we're going to have to fight.
Oh, okay.
Robert,
well, I'll lean against
video.
The vehicle.
Is there a plan to make a video?
That is on the agenda.
Aha.
I mean, it's not on your agenda, but it's on the open...
Well, put it on the agenda.
It's on the open discussion part of the agenda.
But has the catch meeting been informed about this? I mean, come on.
Robert, we don't care about them.
Well, what about the city council? What, don't you care about them?
I'm not answering that.
She refuses to answer. Notice this, everybody? Go ahead.
It's not on the agenda. Wow.
So I tried to bring along the catch... But my computer jammed up, and
I wonder if the bits disappeared.
But they are
between your house and mine.
This is good because this way Eric can be a part of it.
Oh, okay, Eric. I know you're thrilled at the prospect.
Eric is thrilled.
Yes, yes.
We can volunteer him for something.
So we have Fox. We have Kevin. We have. I think her name is Alicia. I'm Robert, and there are a bunch of other people eating food in the vicinity. I'm not sure if they have any interest in this meeting.
Ozzy.
The union is meeting! If anybody cares, we're unions here. And we have some younger members in the back. I see. She's pounding.
Take control of your life.
She's...
Okay, secretary, let's start. Ozzy, tell Cooper we're meeting.
Who?
Aslan! My daughter can't even hear me.
Well, she's... Aslan!
Go tell Cooper and Russ we're having a union meeting if they want to join us.
I see that Aslan has a unicorn horn on.
We're the secret unicorn society, Robert.
Suddenly we don't have enough agenda.
Well, I have extra copies of the agenda here.
Oh, which one do you think they're going to want?
I don't know. I don't care.
All agenda.
Oh, right. Man with the coffee has arrived. Have an agenda. How exciting. I mean, what... So we have... Russell has arrived. And it looks like Cooper cannot be far behind. Huff meeting. Come and organize before they deorganize.
Come over here, Luke. Get in this meeting. I say here.
Have a seat. Why not?
I got the. Oh yeah.
So we have a full fledged meeting going on here. What do you think, Prez? You lead the fray.
What's no, secretary leads the meeting.
Secretary leads the meeting.
Look at that puzzled look. See, I just volunteered you. I'm learning. Wink, wink.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just jump in whenever. Just in.
Hold on, I gotta take notes then.
But you can't take notes and leave the meeting.
So I can be close with my microphone to catch any subversive comments. So the secretary is pulling out his...
I'm leading because Keith isn't here, so somebody else has to be secretary, right?
Right.
Ain't me. I'm just leading against...
Okay, then I can delegate...
Absentee. He's going to be like...
Absentee Keith. Oh, dear.
And it's his party day.
Oh, yeah, he's partying away, I suppose.
Is it just me, or does that guy look like Anthony?
I don't know.
Right behind you.
It is.
No, no, that's not. It just looks like Anthony. He's not the same guy. Let's be honest here.
That's him from the future.
His pants are too wrinkled. The union is meeting. Come and join us, everybody. Think of the fun you can have at this meeting. Hey, Robert. Get a chair for this man. So, are there more chairs in the van? You want a chair, Robert? Okay. All righty. So
we have
the homeless meeting, maybe. Without a secretary. Oh, you're going to be secretary too and the chair? Wow, amazing.
No, I haven't agreed to that yet. See, I figure if I'm secretary, that means I can delegate who runs the meeting.
Well put.
So, Robert, tag, you're it.
No!
Alicia doesn't like that.
Robert already runs the meeting.
No, I'm just announcing the meeting. I'm the caller. The meeting is meeting. Greetings. It's one of those exciting meetings. Okay. Come and meet if you want to meet. We'll greet you meet.
Meeting call order.
Order. who's calling?
So do you want to start with the agenda items or start with open discussion? Because Russell has an item and I have an item.
Okay. Well, we should be tracking who's here and the date and everything, so I can do that in the background. Why don't you start?
So my open item is, I thought it would be cool and kind of impactful if we did some sort of like video dialogue where we played some like impactful music and have like our own local homeless community members hold up like just like a white sign with like how long you've been homeless here. And just that's it. Just like hold it. It could say 3 years and 4 months. It could say 10 years. Whatever the time frame is, and we'll just do a series with no words, just that, and some music behind it, and just display that to kind of show. You know, there's a lot said in that. You know, there's
that's
no solutions. This has kind of been the history. And things like that, because we've seen it kind of in. It was used in the video, the music video, Man in the Mirror, as just a quick part, but it wasn't like the feature of the video, and I thought, wow, that's a really good idea. Like, that's super impactful. When I saw it, it like hit me, so I think if we did that, it would hit people. And Keith thought it was a good idea too, so I want to maybe like get the white poster board, and just I kind of wanted to put the feelers out and see if anybody with us would be willing to hold up the sign. I'll hold up the sign that says, you know, my last time, October of last year. So is anybody interested in that? Raise your hand if you think that's a good idea or we should do that. So like, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. So we passed
that. Keith has joined the meeting,
so
and so has Robert.
one thing past
the other, Robert,
to start our video. Is there anybody that would like to help me organize that next Saturday and Sunday at Food Not Bombs?
Yes, we can do that. Also, maybe we should make signs slightly prepare at the meeting on Wednesday. Like get the materials together and stuff like that. And
all we need is a nice fat black Sharpie and like the white poster boards that we can like maybe cut in half.
We got a great brand new fat black Sharpie.
And we need somebody to do the video.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do the video? Don't you have a camera and all that?
Two cameras now.
So you can maybe do the videography. And then we need somebody who will input music after. You know, how you put the music in after. Okay, so, good. So then that's the plan.
Yeah, and then it gets everybody's, story.
Yes. I mean, not their full story, but there's a lot just said in the amount of time.
Everybody's been out here together.
Yes. And we can even do them together, like two people can stand together and, you know, or three people and then one person, just so it's a good video. You know, we made a good documentary sort of with it. Okay, so that's good. And it'll be the first Homeless Union production as well in Santa Cruz.
So you're saying at the Food Not Bombs next
Saturday and Sunday. Because there's a lot of people, and I think we could start, you know, with the signs and getting people all the signs. We could at least video at least our first, you know, few people or something. And then maybe do this over the next, like, 4 weeks and then get it done for distribution, you know, and we can put it out. So, like, a 4-week timeline. Because it'll take a little bit of time, but we'll just aim for a 4-week timeline. Okay, and Russell had a subject, too, that's not on the agenda, right?
Agenda. I was just wondering if, see, there's a long ways trip to the bathroom after 10 o'clock, and I'm thinking something like a porta-potty. Something over here in this area that's available, because I know that the one over here is locked at night.
Really?
That's good. Yeah.
So what about a porta potty rental in this area? What do you think about that, Keith? Because that's kind of like, you know, most about that stuff.
Well, what we could do is go to cash meeting and say we're going to rent a portable toilet and have it delivered here, and we want them to support it and to not and that to tell the city that they can't take it away. And then we could do it. So, and so Tuesday at the police headquarters is supposed to be the last cash before they make a. So maybe we just announce it at that on Tuesday and just say we're going to do it. And then on Wednesday, we just have the portable toilet show up. And I was thinking of putting it across the street in that little park over there.
That's what I was wondering. Is that federal easement area?
No, that's a city park. But
right there? Yeah. Where the fountain is. That's what I was wondering.
It's town clock.
Well, no, I was thinking of Stokes Park, which is the little tiny square area, triangular area across from the...
Maybe the Rush Inn will give us one stall of their parking space in the back.
And do you have funds already set aside that you're able to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, yeah. So all in favor...
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea. Right.
How much does it cost you?
And it's been 100. There's a couple of ways we can do it. We could do one where we just get one for $150 or $135 a month, and put it over there, which we can do. We've raised money already for this.
Yeah.
Or the other thing we could do is put it on a van, and park the, have it on a trailer and just put it right there, and then. We just will tell the portable toilet company that that's where we want it serviced.
Yeah.
So we could do that. And not even have to put it on, hook it up to Eagle's truck or our van, just have it there.
So we'll make the plan for, finish up the plan for this like Tuesday and then hope for a Wednesday delivery.
Yep. So we'll have Wednesday delivery of, I think we should do one where we can hook it up. And we'll put it in a parking space. And then they can ticket the toilet.
Which they will.
Whoever the... No, I've never heard of them ticketing a portable toilet, but that would be interesting if they did.
Santa Cruz. They would.
Yeah.
They'll probably put a 24-hour notice sticker on it. Boot it.
Put it right there
and then tow it off.
The sidewalk because it's a federal easement.
Well, I think that sidewalk is part of the city government, don't you think?
No, the sidewalk is federal easement. On the sidewalk.
This sidewalk is because of the federal, of the post office.
Yeah, but I think they're all the sidewalks. That's why we were in Washington, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some of the placement, though, maybe after.
Yeah, we'll figure out the placement. Yeah. Robert, are you hearing all this stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Good, cool, cool.
And so does anybody else want to propose or mention anything that is not on the agenda?
We need just more. A need for tents.
Medical supplies.
We have two, yeah, we have like...
So we have a wish list for tents and medical supplies.
Yes.
Yeah, what sort of medical supplies? Like Band-Aids and gauze and medical tape. That was taken by police.
What about like peroxide and alcohol and stuff like that?
Yeah, the alcohol's good. And the
is that drinking alcohol prep?
Yeah, drinking spores.
Okay.
Tequila. Brandy. Brandy. How about brandy?
We need
cognac.
No, that's wrong.
Takes care of
his.
No.
That takes it to a 14 step. Okay. Rubbing alcohol.
I will
do my
best on my site online to do a wish list and request some of those items. Keith has some resources, probably can help with some of those items. Like, we can work together for like tents and medical supplies. I'll get on that. I'm sure you can help get on some of that.
Where are you leaving, Keith?
And I don't know rain, in the forecast of the future.
So Robert has his hand up.
Some of the tents are not waterproof.
Okay.
I'll go for some. Alicia, Robert has his hand up.
Robert. I'm sorry.
He's
talking about
in style.
I don't drink. Me neither.
You can get that.
Okay.
Man is trying to get your attention.
Put food not bombs together down there?
No, I'm going to finish writing my book.
Okay, Keith's departure. Keith is leaving us for 3 weeks. He's leaving Thursday night. Yay, everybody. Keith is leaving, I guess.
I'm finishing my book.
But not mad.
No, down in Guatemala.
Oh, cool.
Central America.
Because he's going to go finish his book.
So it's like a writing workshop, and there's like six of us. And we read to each other what we wrote during the day and then get feedback and stuff like that. So, and then I'm going to go visit some Mayan people in the mountains for a couple of days.
I'm only going to be upset if I don't get at least a couple like photos text to me or something. I want some like
photos.
Here I am in this Mayan ruin.
You!
Do you know when the Mayan Indians get married, it takes them a whole month.
Okay. Committee reports. We're moving on to committee reports. Sarah is not here. So, what happened? So, Keith, do you have a report?
Well,
what's your report?
Well, in the financial report is we have $1.0000.
That's $1?
Yep.
Where you could go is up from here.
Yep. There's a fundraiser, which we should hand out flyers for. Mark Levy, and it also advertises the Wednesday meeting. So Mark Levy is playing on the March 1st at El Rio. At the Rio.
Rio
Trailer Park.
Should be noted that they did not want the Union of the Homeless on the fundraiser. They wanted Huff, but Huff is willing to contribute. I think I'll take it to the Huff meeting. Our proceeds to the Union of the Homeless.
Yeah, the same with Food Not Bombs.
Well, the Union of the Homeless is okay even if there's no money involved.
We don't put the money.
Who's the union?
But yeah, we're
who's
not.
The treasurer
I'm the treasurer. I was elected
he
treasurer.
Gets the money.
But
watch
we're
out.
We're not thrilled that we weren't just invited. We should have been at least invited or collabed with for this event.
Well, we sort of are. But,
that was Phil's concern that
Thank you for your donation, sir.
Well, it's not a lot, but it's something. But
Excuse me. May I speak for a minute?
Sure.
I have an idea, and I'm willing to go forward with it if somebody will put it on paper. When I go, I'd like to go to the different unions and say, hey, we have this, we're a grassroots union, but we're getting organized. And my idea is to shoot high, ask for 10,000, and maybe they'll give us 4,000 or 5,000. If we can get 4 or 5 unions to do that, shit, I mean, but all I need is somebody to write up a thing. So when I go in there, I'm not whamming, you know, off the cuff.
I'll give you like a document to bring in. Yeah. That'll be a good idea.
I want to accomplish this before you get back, so I can present you with the outcome. Even if it's just a couple thousand a union, if I can get 4 or 5 unions to do that, that's $10,000.
Yep.
You know, and how I just as food for thought is one of the things that you could write in there and say, you know, some of these people, I'll encourage them to get into your union. If you help one hand, you know, helps, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'd say because we're just small and a grassroots union right now, but we're shooting for affordable housing and get these people, some of them are able to work. The ones that aren't able to work, eventually they may be able to work, and we're not condemning anybody. And that's what unions were initially created, for solidarity and to give everybody a fair chance, a piece of the American pie.
And to that point, you know, we've been the union wrote letters in support of the UAW strike up at the student strike.
Oh, that's a good one too to put in there, that we supported that.
Right, there's a lot of students that are homeless, a lot of students. I mean, all the way up to the ones getting their PhD that are living in their cars or living in the bushes.
Exactly.
Yes, it's real bad.
Students going to be there tomorrow, do you know?
The average one bedroom here is starting $2,600.
Right. So it's made for everybody to be in the street.
Yeah.
So also, I'm working on setting up a union affiliate at Santa Cruz High, because there's a number of homeless people that go to Santa Cruz High. And so I've started to do outreach to them and trying to see if I can get like a Santa Cruz High homeless union.
Right, right. Because that's really what affects people, is when you know that Santa Cruz has like 5 high schools graduating all these kids to the street.
Yeah.
Knowing they can't afford rent.
Right.
So
yeah, that's good. I like what you say.
That's a real big problem.
Really,
that's child abuse. That's
exactly.
Because these kids go from school into the bushes and into the criminal justice system and in the mental health system.
Yeah. Right. You're right on the money. That's a good thing to put in there too. I present to them. It's we're not just pumping up the homeless, but people that live here that have low incomes, their kids aren't going to be able to stay here.
Right.
You know?
Well, part of our mission is changing the narrative surrounding homelessness. So it is talking about all of the different categories and all levels. And poverty in general, because it's not just necessarily homelessness, but it's people who are really close to homelessness, people who are rent burdened, people who are starving because they're paying their rent. Like, there's a lot going on.
They can't pay the lights. So
people who are getting their PG&E shut off, you know, on a regular basis. All of that is going on.
Yeah.
We have a lot more homeless people who were not being counted either, because there's a stigma involved.
Right.
So,
right, ones that are maybe couch surfing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, all these different levels.
Yeah. Go ahead, exactly. Keith. Did you have something?
No. Let me do one thing. Let me figure out what's happening here. I can't deal with that.
There are a lot of empty homes.
Yeah.
And empty buildings, and all these new apartments going up are all empty.
Yep.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, brand new big. Oh, that Walnut Commons looks all empty.
Yeah.
The 555, empty. This new one on the corner here, you know. All these.
And they're being put together by non-union, a guy named Barry Swenson, who is non-union. And it's a corporate write-off to leave them empty.
To leave them empty.
Leave them empty.
It's a
While people sleep on the sidewalk across the street.
So you're gonna, yep.
Right, while people sleep on the sidewalk across
the
street.
Women cheap and get more work so, from the county of right. Santa Cruz than anybody else.
So that they
non-union
can get,
companies. Yes.
They can get more work and leave them empty. They know they're not going to rent. They know that people don't have the money for them. And so it's shows as a loss, right?
So, Robert, you said you had an item that you wanted to add?
Just an announcement. Kevin and I are going to be doing the coffee clutch on Wednesday morning at 7:30. We still planning to do that, Kevin?
Absolutely.
It'll be at City Hall. We're going to be offering coffee to people to come and demand the city manager do a number of things, allow campgrounds to exist, provide facilities to campgrounds, trash pickups, stop arresting people who are in small isolated camps, given the fact that they got no place to go. Eliminate all current prosecutions. There's a whole list of stuff that I haven't made up yet, but the idea being also just to gather people together and have coffee in the morning on this one day, and I guess, Kevin, you were thinking we could do it maybe on a weekly basis. We'll see if we get people interested enough or have enough energy. I'm volunteering for one day, and we'll see.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Well, if they don't want to make a place where people can put camps like Ross Camp was, then it's just a thought, and you probably would know how to put this together, is make a proposal so they could give vouchers to people to stay in campgrounds like Henry Cow or campgrounds that you're only allowed to stay 14 days or what. The city should give out vouchers. If they don't want to make a place like Ross Camp, then give out vouchers so people can stay in these designated campgrounds.
Take it. Robert?
You get the city to give the hotels, for say 4 or 5 rooms in each hotel, give them a lower tax because the tax on the motels are so expensive.
Good idea.
You recall that, right, Robert?
Say that again, Alicia.
We requested motel vouchers on numerous occasions when they closed the Ross Camp and didn't house everybody. Several times we said, look, you know, there's no winter shelter. Can you at least provide motel vouchers, blankets, tents? Can you provide something since they have nothing else? They need survival gear, and the city never responded.
Well, vouchers where people could camp in designated areas.
Well, they don't really want people inside. Every time a safe camps are erected and established, then it's the city manager and the police chief that come in and break the camp up and send people back out to the bushes and out to unsafe situations. So it's actually the city that are coming in and you know, making these big exodus of all these camps when people finally get safe. They did at the beach, they did Ross Camp, anytime at
Camp Phoenix. Yeah. They said, oh no, they're starting to establish a safe spot, we can't have that.
And the strength in numbers. You know, because when people are sleeping and they're eating right, then they get strong and they start helping each other. And so there's something a little strange going on here when you got the city that's really not concerned about the people's welfare. No?
The point of this is to change.
Right? Especially the point all these women out in the street.
Yeah, it's not good.
The point of this is to change the narrative, not because I have any illusion that the city manager is going to grant any of these proposals. But the point is, A, to get more homeless people demanding it, to get, I mean, for example, Jessica York in the story in the Sentinel today, it took no interest in anything the Union of the Homeless said or Huff said or any homeless activist said. So the more people that show up at City Hall, and I don't mean at city council meetings because they're kind of a waste of time, but, you know, the city manager is the power in the city. So the more pressure that's put on him, the better. That's the idea of this coffee clutch.
We'll beat them at their own game. I'll give you an example. I was in the laborers union for many years. And years ago, we wanted to, not just us, but all union work at the Dream Inn, tear that down and make a modern. Well, there's a trailer park that had a petition. I went and spoke at City Hall. Well, they said, no, we don't want that development to bring too much traffic and blah, blah, blah. Well, now they're going to build up and down Pacific Avenue, tear down buildings and build these big things because they have the right people in there to put it through.
The wealthy people, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to beat them at their own game. If you say, A lot of these proposals won't be granted, but present them anyway, because we'll just keep going at them until it does. It's like throwing mud or shit at a wall. You just keep throwing it until something sticks.
Dig it. So anyway, people are invited to come 7:30 Wednesday morning.
Okay, moving down the agenda. Kevin, you're up.
Uh-oh. Where are we? The event's upcoming, the Catch Blab Fest, Tuesday, February 18th at 6 p.m. And then Keith already announced that. Let's see. Planning, Wednesday, February 12th, Legal Forum, union organizing meeting outside or in shelters. What does that mean, Robert?
Exactly. I didn't understand that either.
Where is this again?
It's the third to last, planning.
Oh, well, in other words, there's this forum coming up on the... Keith, you're going to be around, this is the day before you leave, is the forum. There's a forum on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the, 4 o'clock.
Handing out flyers right now.
4 o'clock at the, yeah, at the, yeah. So the question is, I thought if we want to do any planning,
thank you, man. Appreciate that.
If we want to do any planning for that, well, we can plan. I don't know. That's the idea. That's why it's on the agenda. If there's anything we need to do to prepare for this forum at Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the Resource Center. Keith's handling it, presumably, so...
Something like that.
Right. Unless we... You're going to finish up before Thursday?
Right.
Huh? That's something you're going to finish up before Thursday? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to be Wednesday.
So are there going to be any forums in the meantime?
We have one after that, but you guys are responsible. I booked the Resource Center for Nonviolent for 4 o'clock.
4?
But the meeting, so that we can set up from 4 to 4:30 for every Wednesday for weeks now.
From 4 until 6? Is that the reservation?
Yep.
4 until 6.
So who wants to handle that? I guess we haven't got anybody to handle it if you're not going to be there.
Exactly. Good point.
So maybe we should cancel it. if we don't have anybody wants. Does anybody, how do people feel? Who wants to show up at 4 on, I guess, Wednesday the 26th, I guess it would be? Wednesday after next. That's at the Resource Center. Keith has booked it for every Wednesday.
Yeah, so we can figure, so like if we find out, so part of my idea of booking it off into the future was that then Mills is supposed to be doing a tour to advocate for his law, his 7-point law. I want to say that there turns out that a very similar set of laws was passed in Las Vegas, and there's a conflict going on there. And Funabombs filmed a bunch of people getting $1,000 tickets for camping on the sidewalk. And then, of course, the police later were like, oh, no, we just had to handcuff them because they wouldn't sign the citation. And it was really brutal video. And it's kind of interesting that Channel 3 Las Vegas was very sympathetic to what was going on. Also this week in Tucson, the city police announced that you can't feed people in city parks. And they're going to enforce a law that they created a couple of years ago to try to stop people, Food Not Bombs, from feeding people there. And there's a lot of pushback on that. And it seems like all across the country there's these little attacks that are very similar to what we see with Mills here.
Yeah.
And it's happening like... And I think it's really pretty coordinated.
Should we cancel the thing for the weeks after for the forums?
No, you guys can organize those.
Well, I don't know. Does anybody want to do it? That's the issue, I guess.
You guys are capable. We all have to pitch in to organize the revolution.
Anybody volunteering to organize the revolution for... I'll help people do it if somebody else wants to step in and help too, but you know I'm not going to take sole responsibility.
I don't get off of work until like after 4, so my meetings are usually at 4:30 and after, if they're during the week.
I'll make flyers for each of the weeks, and then give a PDF to Tom. So you can have them and just hand them out. You just have to go to Tom's and pick them up. But I don't. But I'll make them before I leave, so people could, they'll just be there. They'll just say each date.
Okay.
And because we don't know, I think we have to be kind of fluid because we don't know how intense the laws are going to ultimately be. So the other thing is on the 3rd of March, there could be an entirely far-right wing city council, right? And so it may be that the environment changes dramatically, where even the most vicious things that Mills wants to do are made even more vicious because of a real estate speculator majority. So that's like Don Lane, for instance, might win. I mean, that would be a nightmare.
We'll pick up the flyers, and me and Robert will try to handle those meetings.
I'll work with you on it beforehand when you maybe on the evening
also
before.
On March 7th, there's an event at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. March 7th, the UNA is doing an award ceremony, and someone we know is getting an award, but I'm not going to say who.
I hope everybody goes.
And everyone should be there to see it.
Yeah. What time?
Because there's three cool awards that are going to be given.
What time?
I believe it's 12 noon on the 7th, right?
Did Saturday. Leave a flyer with you the other day, or
on the court?
There was a flyer on your
12
car.
12 noon, March 7th.
At the Resource Center
for Inaction. I mean,
Saturday
nonviolence.
The 7th.
I believe that's what I just heard.
There's going to be some award ceremony. It's going to be cool.
I think we record it.
Yes. Yeah, you should record it. That'd be cool.
What would be really nice, another thing beyond that, is we've seen how many people come here and they've lost their vehicles because they, you know, they had couldn't get smogged and things like that. And that might be something that Eagle can help us with, is to raise money through unions to make sure people's cars are registered so they don't get in trouble. And then we should bring that up on Tuesday as well, which we have many Tuesdays in a row. But
well, and I still have a personal union agreement with Russ and Cooper that if they get everything lined up, the Santa Cruz chapter is willing to help you get a van. So.
Oh, well, we're just here to help you guys.
Yeah, this is really Yeah, this camp out looks really amazing. It catches people's attention.
I bet it does.
Yep. I don't know if you want us to get you a sign that says...
We can't post it on the fence because...
They get mad at you? Yeah. Yeah, they let me do it now because I just ignored them, but we were here all the time, so... they came out...
When does the armory close, you know?
March 15th, I heard. And there should be no more shelter at that point, right? Except for the Laurel Street one and whatever is that page, you know, at the black.
Yeah, in March, we could see a boom in, just even a slight boom in the visible, you know, campers here, population that we have.
We should go all the way down the sidewalk, all the way to San Lorenzo Park, all the way to the courthouse, all the way, use the whole grounds of the courthouse.
Yep.
All that, put up tents on the whole property there.
Well, they
above.
Seem to favor sending people to the courthouse on a regular basis anyway. But that way you could just step right outside your back door and go to court.
Well, it'll probably be closed by then.
Is it almost over?
It is in some states.
Another 5 or 10
minutes. No, I mean, if it's for the camping outside.
Martin versus Boise is public property.
Yeah. Oh, any public
property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Cruz, now by this
and
new
it
law.
It is not. I want to clarify this. Because something that the assistant deputy city attorney said at the last catch meeting when she gave the presentation, and she said that when Martin versus Boise was put in place, they meant sidewalks.
Right.
That's not correct. She was quoted in an article just today saying that it meant sidewalks. No, it says public property.
Right. Which
I want everyone to be clear on that she's interpreting it her own personal way, and it's incorrect. And it's also incorrect according to the ACLU, the National Center on Homelessness and Poverty, and the Disability Rights Advocates. So they reiterate what I'm saying. So it's not just me saying that. Her interpretation is incorrect.
So the city already knew that, and what they did is they went around to each park and put up fence.
Really well said.
Yeah.
And put fencing around every park because they knew that. So they fenced off San Lorenzo Park, they fenced off Grant Street Park, and they fenced off Laurel Park.
And declaring and taking away all the public property in lieu to try to sideline Martin versus Boise is a dirty, hateful tactic against the spirit of Martin versus Boise.
Right. Also be attempted.
So it was like, the hell with what the judge says, the city's going to take over and lock it up.
Well, you should be able to go over the fence then, because it's still public property.
The problem is that they can declare closing hours, and they can say, if you're sleeping here, we're not telling you can't sleep. We're just saying you can't sleep here. Get out of here. Go somewhere else.
Until we make a firm enough stand and probably draw up a firm enough lawsuit to try to stop it.
But you're right. You know. Martin versus Boise. Yeah. I mean, and the point.
Right. But it's public property.
I mean, the real issue is the way the police are currently enforcing the law and how they may change and get worse if, as Keith says, there's a reactionary majority at city council coming up. And if that happens, I mean, or if Mills just decides to change his policy and do it differently, or Brunel decides to order him differently.
God laughs when you make plans, and yeah. God laughs when they make plans, so I would not worry.
Seems to be snickering a lot these days, but some people aren't laughing. What can I say?
Snickers?
Yeah, I think they're already
snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles are a little better.
And then on April 1st is 700,000 single people are supposed to lose their food stamps unless they can prove they're working 20 hours a week or volunteering with a nonprofit 20 hours a week. So there's two things.
Well, even if you are working, I have to have that. If you make even like think it's $900 a month of employment income, you don't qualify, because I was told that with my job that I can only get transitional. So I am not going to, Bob LaMonica, I hope you're listening.
Hey,
I don't
Bob.
Get any benefits. Bob LaMonica, none!
Take that, Bob LaMonica.
So, yeah.
And really, everybody should get food stamps who wants them, whether people are working or not. Everybody should get food stamps, because when you're making money, you don't care about food stamps. You don't care to go try and finagle food stamps.
Yeah, if you've got enough money, you wouldn't waste your time filling out that form and doing the interview over and over again and all that. That's
bullshit. You're not even thinking about it. So anybody who wants them to get them, because it's food and it's for the people. It's from Mother Earth. It's for the people.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that freaked me out is when I got my last application to apply for food stamps, it said, it had a big logo at the top that said, work pays. Yeah. Very similar to Work Shall Make You Free, which is the sign of an entrance to Auschwitz.
Work pays, your landlord's retirement.
Well, and a lot of people will try to do the right thing, and they work, and they make $5 over the limit, and they are cut off from all their food stamps.
Yep.
And medical.
Right.
And your medical.
So it's almost reverse. The people who are really trying to do the right thing and be, you know, independent, you're docked down.
And I have to be extremely careful, because Eric has a condition, epilepsy, which he has to take medication. So if I lose my insurance and I can't pay for his medication,
that's insanity.
I will be screwed, and he could die.
Yep. What's that?
It's all catch 22.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So I think we're going to get a lot more members in April. We're certainly going to get a lot more people eating here in April, and we're already kind of at our, you know, it's intense cooking for this many people. It's going to get really crazy when we have another. It's insane. So. It's really imperative that we get organized, we take this seriously, because we are in a total war. It's a total, total war.
It is up to us to change the narrative.
Yep.
Is there anything else on our agenda?
So we need to get as many people, I think, come to Cash. So there's supposed to be something interesting at Cash on Tuesday at the police department community room at 6 o'clock.
That we're putting out a flyer on that one as well.
I'll make like a
joint flyer about Catch, then the stuff on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'll do a bunch of online stuff, because I don't know if I'm going to have that much time to get
down. So flyers. Tuesday night at 6 at the police community room, they're going
to
be talking about us.
Show up at that, because they're supposed to also, like, they're going to talk about the sleeping committee, subcommittee. Which I have no idea what that's going to mean, but Serge gave like a really insane presentation that was completely inaccurate about the possibilities of sleeping ban and all these things like that, and it was even more misinformed than the city attorney woman. It was like even worse.
So the staff is...
I can hardly cope with some of the reiterations.
The staff is proposing at this catch meeting that we should not permit camping in highly sensitive, impending areas, and that there needs to be public input and engagement. They're anticipating safe sleeping programs without proposing any. And the ordinance should be recommended to council to ensure management tools are available regarding encampments that meet the critical urgent criteria, whatever that is.
Beautiful.
Daytime restrictions on camping would enhance management outcomes, whoopee-doo, and should be considered by catch. Daytime restrictions could be coupled with increased access to storage and day center options. In other words, you can't put up a tent during the day. Take all these tents down is kind of what they're proposing.
There are too many disabled that are homeless. There are too many disabled people that are homeless, and everybody is already exhausted.
Yep.
Exhausted. Yep. And the ACLU, again, those three organizations that I mentioned earlier, agree that such a ordinance would be unconstitutional under the cruel and unusual punishment factor.
The disability, what is it, the ACLU?
It was the ACLU, the Disability Advocacy Center, and the Center for Homelessness and Poverty, Tricia Bauman.
And the Law Center.
Yes, the National Law Center.
I thought our governor was going to solve everything.
He was supposed to provide places, and the city manager was supposed to, by the end of January, have specifically said where they are. We may be bringing that up on Tuesday at our coffee clutch.
Their compliance is in question.
Wednesday.
I would definitely
Wednesday
say their coffee compliance is in question.
Cash meeting.
Tuesday at the catch, Wednesday at the coffee clutch.
But we don't know whether they've done that or not.
At the police community center.
But I got.
So again, the meeting... The meeting times are Tuesday 6 at the police department for the catch committee, which is the city council committee Keith's been talking about. 7:30 on Wednesday morning at City Hall. If you want to get coffee and ask the city manager what the fuck he's doing. He won't be there, but we'll be asking anyway. Noon if you want to get to the Huff meeting, because we meet at noon at Sub Rosa. And 4 o'clock. Or 4:30, thereabouts.
4:30 at the Resource Center for Nonviolence.
At the Resource Center for Nonviolence on Wednesday. There are three meetings on Wednesday. 7:30 at City Hall, noon at the Sub Rosa, and 4:30 at the Resource Center for Resources.
But frankly, I'm surprised that they don't.
Looks like we're losing our... our treasurer has gone off to chat. Is there more on the agenda?
What
there?
Else is on the agenda, Secretary?
Yeah, the lawsuit, man. Where were we at? The lawsuit. Progress. And the training program.
That is, Anthony promised, offered to come back to town to do a forum to train people on lawsuits, as he had done before.
I will have to get back with Anthony about that, because we don't have anything scheduled. I know that he won a settlement recently for Marysville, though, $330,000.
Damn.
For, Yuba City, Marysville, because they were, stealing people's stuff. It was basically on the sweeps. A group of encampment residents who've lost their stuff over and over again took and sued the city for the loss of their belongings and all the stress of that, and they won.
Hasn't been finalized, but looks like it.
It's going to be finalized. And then right now, Sacramento is in the process of gathering declarations and not doing that. The same.
What's that?
I essentially want to do the same here for us. So we need to do a lot of declarations. And we're still looking at proving that the city lied and imminent harm came to people when they shut down the Ross camp. So we have like a ton of declarations to do. We haven't even started it. But I haven't wanted to start all this footwork until I have more of like a core group that's helping with this, and kind of like a commitment from Anthony that like, we're working on the lawsuit now. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of work. And I want to make sure it's not in vain. It goes somewhere and is done correctly.
You've already done a lot of good work getting declarations, but they are currently...
And I do have declarations from last time that could still be used.
Oh, good.
Because I've already put a lot of work into this.
Are they time-sensitive? Do they expire? They never expire.
No, they're not time-sensitive.
Good.
You know what? It's a criminal suit we have 1 year, right?
I'd like
to civil suit we have what?
Anthony said we're well in our time frame for any type of statute of limitations. So I already proposed that question.
I'd like to see the union inspire and educate, and some people will grab onto this and others won't, but the ones that, you know, do, good for them, and the ones that don't, it's freedom of choice. That's what America was built on, and that's why a union, you know, is solidarity, but it helped people have a better life and a quality of life. You know, we're grassroots, and if the reason why I'm saying all this is the kind of thing I want to take to the other unions, that we're about something, and we want to inspire and help people have a better life, quality of life.
Take the Desiree Quintero demands, which I guess you've got copies of, and Keith has copies of, that talk about what the union's 8 or 9 principles are. So
everyone,
yeah, that's good. I like that.
Very much in solidarity with the strike that's going on. We are in collaboration. The UCSC strikers have joined the union, and so we are supporting them. So we're very much keeping an eye on what's going on there, because they're fighting our fight too. And so we very much agreed that this is a fight for all of us. And so any chance that we get, we're supporting the university strike, too.
Uniting.
Yes.
Hand them to everybody that needs them.
We're in the same boat.
And so I think that's all we have, unless there's anything else on the agenda. Secretary Kevin?
Kevin?
No, there's more.
There's more.
Did we talk about the training forum?
Well, we'll take a rain check for next week, because I have to talk to Anthony.
Okay.
And set up something.
Then there's a Glover's pre-agenda meeting Friday at 5:30 that apparently doesn't happen, because last time Robert mentioned it to...
No, it might or might not happen. There's a city council meeting next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, and there'll be a meeting beforehand if you want to sit down with Glover, who will tell you what's on the agenda, and you can tell him what you think should be on the agenda. So, not that that'll do any good, but it might.
All right, so there's that. So we talked about that. Anything else?
That's 5:30 at City Hall on Friday.
No. Robert tells a joke to close the meeting.
Robert?
Or a toast. How about a toast?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
Toast?
I got one. How about knock, knock?
Who's there?
Interrupting cow. Interrupting. Moo.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cows. And I'll do a toast. Here's a toast to housing is a human right.
Yeah. Here, here. Unicorn thief.
Chicken and chopper.
Human thief.
All right, and this concludes our meeting for this evening. Thank you all for coming.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people at the end. And that's not even counting Keith. Hey, Robert.
You can call me this week. We're going to make signs. I think we're going to talk about it sometime Wednesday, Keith said.
Okay.
We'll talk before then.
Okay. Call me up, man.
The afternoon Wednesday?
No, I have to work Wednesday, but I'll be at the evening one.
So contact me to plan what you want to do.
Okay.
I will wait for your call. And I'll act if I hear from you.
Sounds good.
Okay. So. And that's baby, that's all, folks.